perfect place to do it. Hell, look at the name. He made exasperated noises. After all this time, I still didn't understand that catching Croker was the most important thing in the world. He was so damn tired himself, his thinking was as screwy as a possum's. He wasn't the only one running shy of a full load. That priest came down with both feet solid on Raven's side. Raven grinned when he said, "He claims the omens are so bad, they aren't letting anybody onto the grounds. They're even chasing people out." I had enough of the lingo, learned from Raven to have gotten part of that. Also something about the bad storm coming down from the north. I saw I wasn't going to win this round neither, so I said the hell with it and added a few comments that would have disappointed my old potato-digging mother. I went and shared my misery with the horses. They understood me. Raven worked a deal for some supplies, and we headed out. I wondered how much farther to the edge of the world. We'd already come farther than I'd ever believed possible. We didn't talk much. Not because I had the sulks. I'd given up on them and went fatalistic a long time ago. I think Raven was brooding about that bit I'd caught that he hadn't mentioned. A bad storm coming down from the north. In the Jewel City's lingo, bad can mean a couple of three different things, including evil. There was barely any light left when we came to a strip of woods. "Going to have to walk this part," Raven said. That priest said, "The road through is good enough, but it's going to be hard to follow in the dark." I grunted. I wasn't thinking about the woods. My mind was on the funny-looking hills on the other side. I'd never seen anything like them. They were all steep-sided, smoothly rounded, covered with a tawny dry grass and nothing else. They looked like the humped backs of giant animals, snoozing with their legs tucked up underneath them and their heads turned around behind them, out of sight. They were very dry, those hills. The light to see them hadn't ever been good, but I was sure I'd seen a few black burn scars before it got too dark to see anything. The woods were bone dry, too. The trees were mostly some kind of scruffy oak with small brittle leaves that had points almost as sharp as holly leaves. They were a sort of blue-gray color instead of the deep green of oaks in the north. A feeble excuse for a creek dribbled through the heart of the wood. We watered ourselves and the horses and took time out for a snack. I was too tired to waste energy talking except to say, "I don't think I got what it takes for another 15 miles. Uphill." Half a minute later, he surprised me by saying, "Don't know if I got what it takes either. Only so far you can go on willpower." "Hip bothering you?" "Yes. Might ought to have it looked at. Good job for Croker, since he done it. Let's see how much we got left." We managed about 6 more miles, the last couple up the dry grass hills, before we sort of collapsed by silent agreement. Raven said,